Closing post offices makes news because the people who use them object, but selling them off doesn't get nearly as much attention, except from people like Petaluma investigative reporter Peter Byrne. In Going Postal, his newly published e-book, Byrne digs into dozens of these transactions. It began, he says, when the world's biggest commercial real estate company, C.B. Richard Ellis, or CBRE, was given free rein to start making deals by the Postal Service.
In 2011, they gave a contract to CBRE that gave them complete unilateral management over all of the post office real estate sales and leasing activities, which had never been done before.
CBRE is chaired by San Francisco businessman Richard Blum, the husband of California senior senator Dianne Feinstein. That much is well known. But to find out the particulars of the sales that CBRE was conducting for the post office, Byrne had to file a Freedom of Information Act suit.
Eventually, I got a spreadsheet that showed the address of each property that CBRE had sold on behalf of the Postal Service, who they sold it to, and the amount. I went and found out the actual assessed values of all these properties, and that's why I'm able to make the charge that CBRE has been selling vast amounts of valuable government real estate at bargain basement prices and very often to its own clients and business partners.
As a result of his year-long investigation, Byrne alleges a pattern of ethical breaches and conflicts of interest, including the company's role representing both seller and buyer in many of the sales.
This is in violation of the bedrock ethical code in real estate, which is that the realtors need to maintain arm's length distance from each other, because each real estate agent has the duty to get the best price possible for his or her client. You don't want them representing both parties on the bargaining table because one of them's going to lose.
In most of these transactions, Byrne says, the loser was the Postal Service and, by extension, the American public.
Of the 52 properties, they were assessed at a collective value of $232 million, and CBRE sold them for $79 million less than what they were worth. In St. Paul, Minnesota, for instance, there was a beautiful tower called the Eugene McCarthy Post Office on the river in a very valuable zone that was being redeveloped. 17 stories that was assessed in 2009 at $25 million. CBRE sold it to a local developer a few weeks ago for $5.2 million.
Not only did the real estate company collect commission on both ends of those sales, Byrne found they also did the appraisals on the properties they sold, another breach of conventional ethical practices. All this has happened with little apparent oversight from the Postal Service, but Byrne says other regulators have started paying attention, which may lead to changes.
In July, the Inspector General of the Postal Service said CBRE's invoices are being paid without postal officials checking for the possibility of fraud. They're improperly formatted. One of the sales in Boston didn't have the address of the property on it, didn't have the value of the property on it, and just said, pay here $377,000, and the Postal Service did.
Incidentally, the rationale for these privatized sales, which were intended to raise around $200 million, was to help the Postal Service deal with its unique and congressionally required obligation to pay forward $5 billion in employee retirement benefits for the next 75 years. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.